My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 18th of July 2009 and it is 8:30 p.m. Could you please tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name is Sarah Rebecca Burden. I was born on the 3rd of April 1978. I'm originally from Northamptonshire but I now live in Derbyshire.
How are you feeling about going up on the fourth plinth?
Excited and nervous. I don't know. I'm excited and I'm nervous. I shall just see what happens when I get up there. I've got ideas, but I don't know whether they're gonna go through or not.
What do you think might happen?
I don't know. I really don't know. I've just got to get my confidence to do what I have intended to do, which is some body printing. So. Yeah, but my dad's watching. I don't think he's very happy about it. But some things aren't for parents, are they?
So what exactly will you be doing upon the plinth?
I've got a tent to take up that I've decorated with my own artwork. And I've got a sheet to lay down onto the floor. And I've got some paints, which I'll hopefully be painting the sheet while I'm up there. I've got music to listen to. I've got my camera. I had visions of going up and taking lots and lots of pictures and photographing everything. But I've been keeping a personal diary anyway of everything that's been going on, watching it live online, seeing other interviews, being here and seeing what's going on. And I'm looking forward to coming back again and sort of just build onto it and taking. I think it's going to be very different at 10 o'clock tonight when I'm finally done, because from the 1st of June, having found out that this was what I was going to be doing and then having to stay quiet about it for 2 weeks, which I don't stay quiet about many things, so it's, and then feelings have just changed and today they're still mixed, so but if it goes well, then I should hopefully get some more work out of it to continue and take back to my studio and do some personal work. So
what exactly does body printing involve?
Covering myself in paint and laying on the material. It's something that I've done several times before, and I just thought about it and thought, well, why not? I'm never going to get the opportunity to do it again, so I might as well. But I say it depends on how cold it is and how gutsy I'm feeling.
Have you got anything planned just in case? You don't.
Well, I've got my camera and I've got the sheet to paint. I mean, I've been trying to envisage how I can incorporate like a, not a picture within an hour, but some form of artwork where I can maybe see bits that are going on in Trafalgar Square, paint those in my style, and then have like the area where the plinth is, and then finish up with the body print because that's me on the plinth, and that's where sort of. There's like the impression there and it's taken place on the plinth and can then also be folded up and brought away and used for other artworks. But as I said, I don't know. I've kind of got a plan, but I'm changeable, so.
How would you describe your style?
Individual. it changes. I mean, it took me 5 years to do my art degree, and I'm in my first year of working as an artist, so it's gone from, I would like to think, strength to strength, but also it's gone through a number of changes. But I often revisit old pieces of work and change them and continue to evolve them, which is why I've been looking at this as well as a project that I couldn't believe it when I was selected. I mean, I studied up in the northeast, so I'm very familiar with the Angel of the North, and I went to see Anthony Gormley's Field for the British Isles years and years ago, and I fell in love with it. I remember like crouching down on the floor to see all of the contours and just to then find out that this was going on, and to apply and to kind of forget about it and put it at the back of my head and then find out that I was part of it was just absolutely amazing. So I think with it being a project that's going to run for 100 days as well, it's going to change and it's going to evolve, and I say I would like to keep on seeing what's going to happen and what is going to change and take it from there, really. It's great to be part of it, but I can also use it for personal things. I think a lot of people I've seen up there they have been themselves, or they have been something special to them, and art is special to me. It's what I love and it's what I do, so I just thought I'd just go up there and be me.
What does the project mean to you?
That's changing as well. I mean, before I saw anything 2 weeks ago, it was just, it didn't actually seem real. It was kind of one of these things where you don't know what other people are going to do. You can't make judgments on anybody else's actions, and that the plinth is there to give all of these people an hour to do something. And I just think it's fascinating. People watching is amazing, but people also knowing they're being watched and not the situation I'll be in, I don't know whether I shall be comfortable with that or not. I just have to see what happens there. But it kind of, it is showing, I suppose, what people are like today, and obviously how Britain is. But that's so changeable anyway, that I don't know. It's just something special that's never going to happen again. So it's just special and it's important. I think as well, although there have been critics who have said, I don't know, bad things about the exhibition that's taking place, it's only going to be afterwards when it actually finishes. There's going to be a big void in Trafalgar Square after that. And maybe then people will have time to reflect upon it and sort of see how important or inspiring or different it can actually be. And it's been really, really special watching the crowd interact with one another as well as the person on the plinth at the time. You don't get that now, and especially in London. I mean, people sit on the tube and nobody speaks to one another, don't look at each other, and in the middle of the square you'd normally walk straight past people. But to actually have groups of people playing catch or doing drama lessons, or it's in interaction, and it's something that is really, really important to people. Yet because we're on the internet or on mobile phones and things all of the time, some of that's getting lost along the way. So this is a good opportunity to sort of get people involved again, I think, anyway.
And would you like people to engage with you when you're up there?
I'm not entirely sure. If I get asked questions or people talk to me, then I respond, but I will have my music on as well. Often when I'm working on pieces of art, I will do it on my own. I'm based in a studio in Derby, and on our floor we often have doors open and wander in and out and speak to other people. But if I'm actually in the full flow of something, the door will be shut and I work on my own. I'm very aware that there's going to be different, so I've got no guarantee what the artwork is going to be like or what the experience is going to be like. I don't know, it depends on how people actually react to what's going on anyway, whether I get genuine questions or whether I get heckled or what. I don't know. I really don't know.
Who would you say that you're doing this for?
For me. Selfish. No, it's my hour is for me, but to be part of the project, as I said earlier, it's so good to see people wanting to be part of something, and the numbers of applicants that have just soared since it started is amazing. It's something that people do just really want to be involved with and want to be part of. I think there's a lot of that. Lots of people want to be involved with something maybe arty and will say, oh, I can't draw or I can't paint. And you don't need to be able to have those skills. There's so much more involvement. I think as well this will open up to other people's, or will open up other people's perceptions of art. Some may appreciate it, others may not, but it is still a work of art that is, it's just an amazing idea. And yeah, it's really good.
Will you use the plinth to promote your work that you do normally?
I thought about that. I was originally meant to be arriving in London yesterday, and I had ideas of giving out business cards and things like that. My tent that I'm taking up, I have painted, so that has got my website there, and it's got a couple of pictures. Whether that's a good advert for my work or not, I don't know, but the fact that it's going out on the internet and Sky Arts anyways, there's definitely going to be people that will remember Crazy Art Lady, whether it's good or bad.
And what kind of impact do you hope to have by being up there?
I really don't know. I haven't really thought about the impact. It's just, it's good to be part of it. It'd be nice if I could sell something. But who knows? Who knows?
What do you hope will happen when you get up on the plinth?
I hope that it stays dry and that my tent doesn't blow away. As I said earlier, my feelings and emotions about this are quite mixed, and I am hoping that I will get up there and I will be inspired rather than getting up there and having a complete mental block. But I suppose if I have a mental block, I've got the music on, I can always dance. So there's something that will happen. As I say, I've got plans what I want to do, but they're changeable from when I found out on the 1st of June to 30 seconds before I go up there. So I should just have to see.
Do you have any fears about going up?
Yes, lots of them. I don't like heights very much. I don't know. I quite like the feeling of fear at the moment, because I will feel the fear and do it anyway, just go for it, because it's a challenge for me, and it'll also challenge other people's perceptions as well, I think, as to what art is and the boundaries that can be either stayed within or stepped over and just avoided completely. So yeah, I feel a little bit fearful, but not enough to stop me doing it, and not enough to have filled out the no box when I was offered the space, and it said you have 3 or 4 days, whatever it was, to reject your placement. It was just like, no, accept. So yeah,
we're trying to build a picture of the people that mm-hmm. applied to participate in this. What would you say the things that are important to you in your life right now?
My son is the most important thing, followed closely by my job as an artist. Followed by music, I think. And it all kind of ties in with what's important to me. My son is the most important thing. And hopefully he'll still be awake and watching at 10 o'clock tonight, even though he's only 4. I don't know, I think it's just important to be happy and do what you want to do. And when there are opportunities that you can be faced with that can be positive, then take them. So,
could you tell us a bit more about your work as an artist?
I've only recently started. I graduated from Sunderland University last year. I set up business with help from the Prince's Trust. I got a loan from them. I work in Banks Mill Studios in Derby, and I have entered endless competitions. I've approached different places to have artwork up, and it's getting it out there and getting it seen. And I was extremely happy yesterday, because not only was I getting excited about the weekend, but I also received notification that my work had been selected for the Mama Tabernacle Prize in Wales. So whereas the first couple of months were spent filling out forms, doing all of the paperwork, it's now paying off, because I'm finding that not only am I, I don't want to sound arrogant, but I'm good at what I do, and people are starting to acknowledge that, so that's nice. So that's a good feeling to have. And I also work with adults who suffer mental ill health. I teach art groups on a monthly basis, and I was doing that yesterday morning as well. We were doing ceramic painting yesterday, and we do like different activities each month. And I also help out with festivals, which is why I've brought the tent along. It's like I help children participate in art activities and set up festival activities, and just try and encourage other people to take part in artistic things, whether it is dance, drama, music, or painting, or drawing, or anything. It's just, I think it's something fascinating that everybody should have a go at.
And how did you get involved with working with people with mental health?
I approached the company Amber Trust in Belper, because I've got ideas about possibly going on and doing an MA in art therapy, and for that obviously I need experience, so I started out volunteering for them. I just approached them with a portfolio of work, and said that I was quite happy to give up my time. And before Christmas it was a pretty much weekly thing, but since then, with myself going self-employed and also staffing issues at their work, it's now on a monthly basis, so still keep going back there and really, really enjoy it.
And how would you summarise your experience since you first applied and to this moment now?
Well, the whole experience from the 1st of June to now, complete chaos. But exciting chaos. And now nervous, very nervous. I should have spoken to that man with the kilt on and got some of his whiskey. Never mind.
Have you participated in arts events before?
I have not, obviously not like this. I've taken part in with arts events at festivals and things, and group projects. There was something that happened in Newcastle. I can't even remember the name of the artist, but he arranged for everybody to go to the Millennium Bridge or the Eye, once a month for a period of months and blow bubbles, and that was just brilliant. My son was tiny at that point, and just pushed him up there in the world in his buggy, and like just so many people just on this bridge blowing bubbles for a period of something like 3 minutes or 10 minutes, and just carrying on and going on your own way. I also applied to take part in Spencer Tunick's exhibition that he did up there, but unfortunately on the day I wasn't able to attend that one. Something came up and my son came first, so that would have been a good one. So anything like this that comes up though, that just involves people challenging themselves and challenging other people's perceptual art, is just amazing, and I keep looking out for projects and things to become involved with. And the fact that I just love the work by Anthony Gormley anyway was just, like, it's got to be something, because I've seen the way that there's the lists of names in all of the exhibitions and the real people that have been involved, and I've often found out about them just slightly too late, and this one was like, oh well, I'll apply for it and see, and I'm here.
And being someone who likes Anthony Gormley's work,
mm-hmm.
having got a position in this, how do you feel now about being a part of a Gormley project?
Quite privileged, actually. I never thought that anything like this would ever happen, so it's really nice that I can be a part of it. And the other 2,300, is it 2,399? Yeah. Who will all take part have got a very, very special place in something that, well, it wouldn't have happened without him, would it? So, clever man.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or tell us that we might not have covered before we finish?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.